My name is Carrie Costanza, and I write stories for World Vision. I started 20 years ago in the video department. Part of my job was watching all the tape that came in from the field. The videos from Sudan really sucked me in. The place had so much potential. They said it could be the breadbasket for that part of Africa, except for the conflict. Sudan had been at war since 1955. It's been called Africa's longest war. After independence, it became clear that the North and the South were very different places. The North wanted to bring Islam to the South. The people in southern Sudan felt oppressed by the North and fought back. World Vision had worked in South Sudan since 1972, bringing relief and organizing pastors' conferences. That's how we work. I was really drawn to Bruce Menzer, who I'd watch on tape talking about the issues of Sudan, explaining the conflict and how it was shattering people's lives. Bruce was national director then. I spoke with him a few weeks ago, and he thought about those times.
We had to deal with war between the tribes of the South, war between the North and the South, how that would affect the harvest, the crops. And they're displaced within the country, or they become refugees outside of Sudan.
The story then was very similar to the story today. Conflict, climate, and crops. Bruce says those three C's converge to make people's lives very difficult.
So you get this mix of climate issues and agricultural issues and war and all that. And so you've got sometimes a perfect storm that is really difficult for everybody.
In 1998, things got really bad. Photographer John Warren flew into Sudan to take pictures. It was a hard assignment for John, who had covered other famines such as the one in Ethiopia. This was the worst hunger he had ever seen. The images are so hard to see, but that's what it looked like then. That's what conflict, climate, and poor crops do to people.
1998, my last year working in Sudan, it so happened that that was another drought famine year. We met people who were starving. And so I can't forget Ayala Ketch. She was a young Sudanese girl. Ayala was definitely starving. And we were able to get on our phone from the field and call people and highlight the situation in the media and connect with Operation Lifeline Sudan. And so really in a matter of days or a few weeks, we were able to get food into this place in Bahr el-Ghazal where we had been, where we had found people who really were facing death.
Bruce Menzer and the team was part of great work in food relief, water, health, agriculture, and peace building. He's never stopped caring about the country.
Don't give up on South Sudan. Never give up. Keep praying.
World Vision will never give up on South Sudan. There is too much at stake, and there is so much opportunity to change lives for eternity.
In the midst of a really difficult situation, we have this great opportunity to be a witness to Jesus Christ and the love of God. It's so important that we keep loving people and, you know, telling them the source of our hope. God help us, and God help Sudan. We still are going to keep caring, and we can't give up, right?